Well, hi, it's Mark, it's McCaughan, Audio Boo. You know, I just listened to an audio boo by Sassy Cat on basically putting up private information on the internet, on your social platforms, etc., etc. And listening through, I kind of got a bit of a shock, not a shock as such, but something I'd never thought about before. And that was that Kat mentioned that an employer might actually Google you. Now, it doesn't matter for me now, I'm retired, but thinking on a wider field, and not just for employment, but for so many other things that we are involved in our lives, retired, working or otherwise, I never actually thought about anyone actually Googling me. I mean, I know I've kept some form of anonymity on my social platforms, but that was basically because I was thinking around the fact that I didn't want people who may have known me from school days, unless I want them to know, or from work, you know, employment years, or anywhere else. That was the reason I had the anonymity. But I never really thought that people, I mean, if someone is on Facebook, if someone's on Twitter or Google Plus, then, you know, that's where I get my anonymity from, by not using my proper name or area of life, as it were, precise area of life at least. But I never actually thought about someone actually Googling me, you know, and finding out so much information about you if you have been unfortunate enough to put that stuff up under your proper name or even a pseudonym that may not be so clever and actually may be able to find out through one way or another your proper name. And it came as a bit of a shock. I was actually washing the car, or one of the cars, I was washing my baby, and I actually had to stop and make this recording because I'd never really thought about that. An employer in particular Googling you, or say for example in my position being retired, say I put my name forward for some part-time work, or say I put my name forward for some voluntary work, or to become a member of a society of any kind. How about I put my name forward for the Rotary Club of Bathgate? I'd never ever thought that someone would actually Google and find out all about me and think, oh my God, we don't want him in here. You know, make some excuse, tell him not to phone back, we'll phone him. You know what I mean? I never ever thought about that. Now, you may say I've been naive, but maybe I've just been in the fortunate position that since I began all this social networking, I was already retired. But as I said, there's other fields that I may want to be involved in. In fact, there are fields I am involved in. And I'm just wondering if someone actually Googled me. Fortunately, they would have to be fairly clever to get on tags on my proper name, although some people already know that. But that's because I let them know that. And I trusted them never to impart that information with anyone else, even their closest friend. Anyway, so yeah, it was a bit of a surprise when Kat said that. So, makes you think, doesn't it, about just how careful you really should be. And as for Kat, no chance in hell, Kat, you ever getting another job. Bye for now.